Tonight is officially the night, the point of no return. Smack at 50%. We have to ramp it up in order to make it. So the goal is tonight is Tesvav. Tomorrow night is Tezayin. And the goal is to stretch out tomorrow night a little bit, or Friday night, and to get to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Perek Beis by tomorrow night. So hold on to your seats and make sure you have enough food. Tonight are fresh brownies, somehow related to Ari Inkin's email. I don't know how. And we begin. Tesvav Amud Aleph, the last few lines. Amar v'chol zeh inenu shoveli. Amar l'vavazer, amar b'chanina, b'shoshar ha'amanas b'nachayosh b'shar melech. Amar, kol zeh inenu shoveli. When Haman saw Mordechai at the palace gates, he came home and he said, it's all not worth it to me. Everything I have, my wife, my children, my riches, my real estate, it's not worth it. Zeba b'pruz buti. Amar papa, v'karle avdan d'mizdabin b'talmi. This one was coming from a point of poverty. This one's coming from a point of wealth. And it was because they called Haman the Eved that was sold for the bread. And maybe everyone remembers, Mordechai and Haman were both generals or soldiers. They were far out. Mordechai rationed his food like a good soldier is supposed to, like a good book tells us. And Haman ate all his food very quickly. Be careful with the brownies. And then Haman had nothing. Eventually Haman came to Mordechai and said, sell me some food, some drink. Mordechai sold him. And they wrote the shtar on the bottom of Mordechai's shoe. And really, everything that Haman had was owned by Mordechai. B'chol zeh einenu shoveli. Milamit shekol genozov shalosu roshel chakugan alibo. Everything he had was etched, tattooed on his heart. So either literally or figuratively. The Maharal says, or the Maharsha says it was figuratively, that it was so important to him, or maybe Mamish, it was tattooed on his chest. Either way, it's all not worth it to me. Never understood. Why didn't Mordechai just go over to Haman and say, listen, stop all of this stupidity or else I'm going to expose you for who you are. Like, why is it we're going to see later, it's a play, and he's, I don't know. This is a member from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, who we just quoted before. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a crown on the head of every righteous person. V'legvura mishivim milcham ha'shara. V'gam elu b'yayim shagu u'v'ashechar ta'u. Kohen v'navi shagu v'ashechar. Nivlu min ha'yayim ta'u min ha'shechar shagu b'ro'eh. Paku peli liya. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya, talking about Atara b'rosh tzadik. Judgment. Strength. Those that turn back the battle at the gate, but also wine and drunkenness. The priest and the prophet reel through strong drink. They're confused by wine. They stagger. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Okay? And now the Gemara is going to go through what this whole pasuk means. La'osin my lateris tzvias tefara. The reward will be this crown. Yochol akol, you might think that everyone that osen ritzono gets this crown. Tamud lomar l'sha'ar amo. It's also in the pasuk. Only le'elu b'mi shemezim absol kishirayim. Those that make themselves like shirayim. What is shirayim? Shirayim are leftovers, right? Obviously, a person that makes himself like a leftover is not a person that's barosh. That's, but rather, I'm just okay. Whatever, go ahead. I'll catch up. So the point is that a person that's an anav and a tzaddik will get this special reward. Lurach mishpat. Also, more people that get a reward. Zadon es yitzro. A person that makes a cheshbon on nefesh and then does tshuva. L'yoshev al mishpat. Zadon din emes lamito. A person that is, that judges emes lamito. Tosfos says that there's something extra that a person, you know, a shofet could just get it over with. But someone that's done emes lamito makes sure to get to the bottom so that it's really emes. L'gvura. Zemes Gabriel Yitzro, a person that before he sins is able to be mezgaber and not do an avera. Meshive milchama, shenosin venosin b'milchamto shel Torah. Those that are back and forth discussing Torah, debating the battle of Torah. Shara, by the gates elu tamidei chachamim shemashkivin mariven batei knesis batei midrashos. First ones there to open, last ones there to lock up. So in effect, they're the gatekeepers. Get it? Amra midas adin l'tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam manashtanu elu me'elu. What? Now you listed, Yeshaya listed all of these schar for all of these different things. Tzadikim donis, right? Dino and Mizgaber and all of these. What about the Goyim? Why don't they get anything? Why are these different from these? Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Asku B'Torah. Umos Ha'olam Lo Asku B'Torah. It's because of the Torah. Amalei Gam Eile B'Yayin Shagu V'Shecher Ta'u Paku Pelidia Ein Paku El Ganam Shenema V'Lotia Zos L'cha L'fuka. The pasuk we just had, that Abigail said to David, don't fail, don't fall into Gehenim by doing an Avera. So the Midas Adin comes and says, what about the Umos Olam? The Rosh Hashem answers that there's no, they don't have the Schus HaTorah. So now the problem, the Midas Adin says like this. You might think that since there's extra schar for the Bnei Yisrael because they have this Torah, so they start off on a schar level higher than Umos Olam. So now you're alul to think, lest you think that when they fall, they also start off on different levels. So Midas Hadin says, be careful, because when you fall, you're going to get the same Gehenim that an Umos Olam will get. So there's no curve. You would think that Bnei Yisrael start off over here because they have the Zchus HaTorah and Schar. So then when it gets down to Onesh, they also start up here. They don't get as far down. Kamash Malan, Midas Hadin, Paku Pelilia. That when it comes to Gehenim, they're all on the same level. Vatamod b'chatzar beis hamelech apnimis. Amar b'levi kevin shegila beis atzlamim nistalka iman hashchina. Esther's doing the walk. She's going through the palace. She gets to the idol room, the beis avodah zarah, on her way to the Achashverosh, and now she loses Ruach HaKodesh. Remember we said vatilbash Esther malchus milamed shalav shata Ruach HaKodesh, because of Ruach Lavsha Samasai. Amra, so now she loses it, so she has Chalisha Sadas. Amra, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, Why did you leave me? Why did I lose Ruach HaKodesh? What did I do wrong? Shema Atadon, Shogeg Amezid, Balonos Karatzon. First she says, she's afraid the Rabbanu Shalom's judging her for living with Achashverosh. So she reminds Kavi Yachol that she did it. It's all Ba'ones. Now this is weird. Rashi says, Al ones. Afal bishani ba'a elav me elai onesu. Even though now I'm coming willingly, I'm still considered an ones. Because I'm only doing this to save Klal Yisrael. Not because I want to live with Achashverosh or I want to have anything to do with him. Now this is really a stira, according to the way the Rashi says it, to what we learned yesterday. Because yesterday we said that she said, Uchasher avati avati. Now, from now on, I'm going to come willingly, I'm lost. And I asked then, I said, I don't understand. She's still doing it, but honest, because she doesn't want to be there. She's doing it for extraneous reasons.
She's the initiator.
And but the answer was that she was the initiator and there's nothing to talk about. She was the initiator. She still went willingly. So, but here it seems like she's saying, and the Gemara is saying, that she's still an onus. So I don't know the answer. Okay. Oshema al shekros of Kelev. Maybe because I called Achashverosh a dog. Shenema hatzila nafshi, mecherb nafshi. Miad kelev yichidasi, save me from the cherev that's about to kill me, from the kelev. So she felt maybe that was wrong of her to call Achashverosh a kelev, even though maybe that's what he was. But he's still a melech, and for that she's, so to speak, losing Ruach HaKodesh. Chazra v'karoso aryeh. So she goes back and calls him an Aryeh. This is all in this Mizmor and Tehillim in Chav Beis that is alluding to Esther. Shenemar Hoshiyani mi pi Aryeh. So she says, save me from the lion. Vayihigiro samelech es Esther Malka. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Give a malach esher and tam lona basosha. She had three malachim that helped her out. Echad sheik bias tzavara, one that lifted her head because she was drooping and weak from fasting. One that made her look good, even though she was weak from fasting, and she didn't want to be there. And one that stretched out the scepter so that she would be able to touch it. If any of these things wouldn't have been fulfilled, she would have been killed on the spot. The comma. How far did the sharvet need to be stretched out? Two. Hamido al shtemisrei.
No, it was two.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was two, and it went to 12, which means it was stretched out 10. Amri la al sheishisrei, or it needed to be stretched out to 16, which means it was stretched out 14. Amri la al esrei ma'arba, needed 22 equals 24. But masnita tana al shishim, it needed 60, which means it was stretched out 58. That also there was it was also stretched out 60 when Paro outstretched her arm to get to save
Hashem stretched
out Bitya's arm in order to save or to bring in Moshe. Now obviously I'm sure you're thinking, what's the difference to 5, 12, 14, 16? The Maral does give an answer, and I was not able to find it. It's here on the bottom. I don't know the answer, but Bli Neder, I will find it eventually. B'chayin atamotze b'shini rishayim, t'chsiv shini rishayim shibarta. Amar Reish Lakish, al tikrei shibarta ela shirivavta. So there's a great story. Og Mel Chabashan. Very quickly, Og Melech HaBashan wanted to picked up a mountain and wanted to throw it over the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. So as he was holding it over his head and bringing it to the Bnei Yisrael, ants Hashem brought ants. The ants ate a hole in the mountain, so that the mountain now fell on his head. And it's around his head like a ring. Big deal, he'll pick it up, take it off. But then his teeth extended and went through and fastened, basically. If the teeth went out like this through the mountain, so he would no longer, or past his neck, he would no longer be able to bring the mountain back up. So that he was pretty stuck with the mountain. Okay, so also his teeth extended, how much they extend, also Shishana Amos. Right? That's what it says? Yeah. So it says Shirisham Shibarta, not that you broke, but rather Rivavta, you extended. Okay? You'd test off on base. Rabba bar Ofron, Omar Mishum Rebelazar, Shishama Mirabo, Virabo Mirabo. Masayim, that it went out 200 amos. Achashverosh's scepter. Vayomer Lohamelech. Lester Malka. Ma bakoshosech ad chati amachos v'tzeos. Chati amachos v'olkom amachos. So I think these are two things going on here. First of all, he said, listen, I'll give you up to half. Whatever it is. First of all. Not only that, and which half? Or even if it's less than half, there's one thing that I won't give you. V'lo davar shechotzeitz l'malchus. But I won't give you something that will upset the political stability of the malchus. What's that? Uman nihu binyan beis hamikdash. And don't forget, this is before Achashverosh knew she was Jewish. And the first thing he says, I can't give you back the beis hamikdash.
That's a good question. Why would she?
So I think the answer is simple. It's nothing to do with her. Achashverosh.
Why you were begging for the base of your bills?
Doesn't matter. Achashverosh, the first, you know, in a fire, the first thing you do is go and save something that's very important to you. So Achashverosh, in laying out the cards, saying, listen, I don't know what you're here for, I don't know what's going on, but I can just tell you the only thing that there's nothing. There's no negotiation about is East Jerusalem. It's not on the table. Okay. Yavar Melech Laman Amelishta. Tarabana Maras Esther Shazimna Haman. Where did she come up with inviting Haman? Pachim Tamnala. She was throwing out, what are those things? You know, like smoke bombs and little obstacles. She was throwing out obstacles in front of him. Shneimar, Yehi Shulchanam Lifnehem Lepach. Their table should be set in front of them as a something for them to fall into. Rabbi Shua, in other words, set up the table so that they should fall. Rabbi Shua Amar Mibes of Yalamda. And he says in the bottom, she couldn't have actually learned it from her father. Her father died right after she was conceived. Her mother died right after she was given birth. So she heard this from kids. This is what kids used to say over these psukim. Shenema, im ra'ev son acha achileu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. So now, I guess there are a lot of different reasons you could say. Then he thinks you're his friend. Then he's not hungry anymore. Then you get tired after you eat.
And you can cut off his head.
You can also, you know.
The Sefer Hasidim says the best revenge you can get on an enemy is to give him the most truthful, honest advice. If he thinks you're his enemy, he'll do the reverse.
Ah.
Sefer Hasidim.
Okay. Also, if you feed him, so now a person, when they're hungry, they're upset. They're rash. Yeah, calm him down. He's not as hungry anymore. All of these things. She invited him so that he would not eat all eats of the Imrod. Oh, okay. Who's going to be Moreid? So it's weird. At this point, she was concerned for Achashverosh. Haman's star is rising, is shining. Haman, there's no telling where it could go. So she's keeping Haman close in the inner quartet, the inner trio, so that Haman won't stage a coup, overthrow Ahasuerus, and then she loses any power that she has before Ahasuerus is thrown out. She wants to get rid of Haman. If Ahasuerus is thrown out, there's no way of hope of her overthrowing Haman. Yehuda Omer, Kadei Shalei Akiru Bashi Hu Yehudis, Shehi Yehudis. This way no one will ever imagine that she's Jew, or she invited Haman. And therefore, Haman will never up the ante. He won't bring closer the date to kill, because he's not afraid of Esther. Nechemiah Omer, Kadei Shalei Yomer B'Yisrael Achasanu Yeshalem B'Yis HaMelech. Yasichu Daitan Menorachmim. She did it to throw off B'nai Yisrael, so that they won't think, oh, we have nothing to worry about, Esther's taking care of us. So now they're going to redouble their efforts for davening and fasting and being close to B'tshuva. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kadei Shalei Matzula B'chol Eis. Keep your friends closer, your friends close, and your enemies closer. She'll know whatever Haman's about to do. Shimon Menasya Omer, Layagir Shamakum Yaslan Onais. Maybe the Boshlam will see how desperate she has to bring the Russian throughout her house. She has to do all these things. Oy! Esther has to come to this to save the Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch will send the Yeshua. Yeshua ben Karchom Azbil upon him Kadei Sheyahareg Hu Vihi. She was willing to stage that her and Haman are in a relationship. Now Haman will get killed. Truly, she'll be risking her own life as well. And now, once Haman is killed, the gezeirah will be in this batel. Also, Rashi says, when two people are fighting and one person is killed, then it's over. There's no fight anymore. So Haman's gezeirah will be misbatel if he's killed. So she's willing, again, something we saw yesterday, but Tischal Chalamalka, Esther's willing to do anything to save Klal Yisrael, even sacrifice herself, literally. Menamliel Omer, Melech Hafachfachan Haya. He was a zigzagger. He would go back and forth. And therefore, if I'm able to get him to agree to kill Haman, I need Haman there right then so he can do it right away. Because if not, he'll say yes, and then he'll say no. So this way, he'll say, who, Haman? Haman's upset. We have to kill Haman. We'll kill Haman right now. Or else he'll go back. He'll go back and forth. We still need what Rabbi Elazar ben Maudai said. The time Rabbi Elazar Maudai Amar, Kin Asu, Kin Ato B'melech, Kin Asu B'sarim. Oh, wow. Think of this. She's isolating him politically. He has no more friends, Haman. You need friends. You always need friends in a political arena. But now, he lost all his friends. He lost his Sarim friends. Why? Oh, you're so chashiv. So just you are going to the king with the queen? No longer team player. So his Sarim friends are not going to stick up for him anymore. Isolating him from the king because he's getting too close. So the king doesn't look out for him either. So she's politically isolating him by being too friendly with him. Rabba Amar, Lifnei Shever, before the tragedy, Gaon, comes the Gaiva. Also, all of these things that we did, you're up high, you lose your perspective.
So she wanted to make Haman.
Right, bring him up. So now he loses his, what is it? His vision. Because he's so comfortable where he is. When they are hot, I will prepare their feasts. So this was also Belshazzar, she learned from. Belshazzar got drunk and got excited, and then that night he was killed. So also she's learning from there. I'm going to make, in the heat of the drunkenness and the party and everything, and then that'll bring to the downfall. I love this. This is one of my favorite parts of Megillah. Ashkechei Rabba Bar Avua le'Eliyahu. Rabba Bar Avua met Eliyahu. Who is this? Eliyahu Rabbah? Is this the Eliyahu Rabbah that he learnt with him? I don't think so. So Rabbah meets Eliyahu Hanavi. I guess they learned together, right? Eliyahu, he says, Eliyahu, come on. Which one of these did Esther really mean? There's a whole list of 10, 12 things that could have all been true. Amalei, Kemar Chazi Esther Ba'avda Hachi. Which one was Esther really thinking about when Kikulu Amalei, Kikulu Tanoi, Ukikulu Amaroi? Every single one of them is what Esther was thinking about. Everyone was right. They were all important in setting up the downfall for Haman. Esther recounted to them how it's all not worth it to him, even though he has all this. How many children? I don't know. The point of this, it seems like, you know, a person, material wealth, physical wealth, is important. Spiritual wealth in a dynasty is really, there's no eternity like that. And everyone understands that. So in a megalomaniac, in wanting to live for eternity, would sow his seeds so that he continues. So maybe that's the point, that to show how insane Haman was and how full he was of needing to extend himself. So it says how important his children were and how he had a lot of children. I don't know how, he must have had more than one wife for all these children, and we don't hear anything about any otherwise. So I don't know. Rov Banav, Amarav, Lamed, he had 30. Asara Mesu, 10 died. Sar Nitlu, 10 were hanged. Sar Mechazin Opsachim, and 10 were left afterwards. They were so poor, they were going from door to door. The absolute opposite of Nitzchias, eternity for Haman's name, is that his children were reduced to nothing. Arbanan Amri, Osin Mechazin Opsachim Shivin Avya. There were 70 that were left that were, oh, you know what? I was just thinking, maybe it doesn't have to be sons. It could be children and descendants. Maybe he had a lot of kids and they all had kids. How does a person have 70 kids?
We know it's not possible. Exactly. We know it's not possible.
They have more than one wife.
They were their grandsons.
How many wives?
They were their grandsons.
10 wives.
10 wives?
That's the problem.
7 kids each?
That's the problem. That woman just had 18
kids. They didn't have kids with these ladies.
So you learn from Sibayim Balechem. Where do you see that there was 70? Because the pasuk says, "Sivayim balechim niskaru." They hired themselves out for bread. Al tikri sivayim ella shivim. Not that they were full; they were looking for bread, but they were 70. Rami bar Abba Amar, kulan masayim ushmona habu. There were 208. Shenema v'rov banav. And Vav, Reish, Beis, the Gematria is 208. Really? Vav is 6, Reish is 200. The Gemara asks, V'rov b'Gematria masan b'arbeis ha'havu. But it is 214. Vav and Vav is 12. Two more is 14. Reish is 214. Amar Nachman, Reish, V'rov, K'siv. It doesn't say Vav, Reish, Vav, Beis. It only says Vav Reish Beis. Vav and Beis. 8, 200, 208. Then you got to now 208 kids. Okay. Balailahu Nadash Nasamelech. I'm Rabbi Tanchum. Nadash Mas Malko Shel Olam. Ha Melech. We know that whenever it says a Melech in the Megillah, it could be a Melech. Chushverosh. Could be Melech. Malchi Amlochim. Balailahu Nadash Nasamelech. The king was awakened from his sleep. Who's the king? Melech Malchei Melechim. Kaviyachol. Rabbanan, that as if that there, this was the turning point, that the Rabbanan Shalom was woken up and heard the tshuva and heard everything else that was going on, and was allowed them, now was willing for them to be saved. The Malachim were bothering Achashveros, and they were saying, and Rabbi Amar, Shnatz HaMelech Mamos. Okay, one second. First of all, what does it mean that the Malachim were bothering Achashveros? So, we said in the long time ago, we said, remember, person is scared, and he doesn't know why he's scared.
The goat in the slaughterhouse or something. The goat.
So that's what he should say. He said, "Go to the Iza Deve Tavchi Shemena Minai." You should first Garmide Dalet Amis, and if you can't, you should say this. Say Kriyashma. First Kriyashma. Then
for place.
Then, okay. And then if you can't go anywhere, then you should say Iza Deve Tavchi Shemena Minai. Okay. But the Gemara says, over there, when a person is scared and he doesn't know why he's scared, mazle kamivas, because his mazel is feeling something up on high. Okay, that it, in other words, there's a spiritual effect that a person can have and be afraid. So I just wanted to explain that's what it could mean when it says the malachim were bothering Achashveros. It could have been bothering the mazel of Achashveros, so he doesn't feel at rest to be able to sleep. Okay, Rav Amar Shnatz HaMelech Achashveros Mamash, that he couldn't sleep, like we say, you know, I couldn't sleep, something was bothering him. What was bothering him? It's Givaldic. And this fits in so well with everything Esther was setting up. Naflei Milsa B'dayte, he started thinking, he went to sleep, and he's like, oh my gosh, what was with that party, what's going on? Amar Manza Kaman Dezimte Esther Amman, I can't figure it out. Why did she invite Amman? Dema Eitzah Koshakli Lavei, the Hu Gavri L'Mikvei. You know what? I just figured it out. Esther, you know, it's late at night, your head's working, right? The neurologist is going to tell us why this happened. So your head's working, you're afraid, you're depressed, you're thinking, my wife is trying to kill me. And Esther and Haman are trying to kill me. Yeah, but I'm a pretty powerful guy. If someone's trying to kill me, why wouldn't someone tell me about it? Oh my gosh, because I have a reputation of not taking care of the people that take care of me. There's got to be someone out there that I didn't reward, and now people are like, should we save the king? It's not worth it. He's not going to take care of us anyways. I got to fix this. This is his whole end. Givaldic. Oh no. Okay, and it makes so much sense. Oh no, there's no one that's my friend. It would tell me they're trying to kill me. Maybe there's someone I did a favor for. Did me a favor. I never rewarded him. Now no one's going to take care of me because I don't take care of them. It's like such a mafia thing, you know? Like the godfather is always concerned to keep the balance, right? That's what keeps him alive. That's what Achashverosh is keeping this balance of who I owe, who owes me, who's taking care of me, who I'm taking care of. Right away he says, oh, bring in, let's see. Let's see who I owe stuff to. V'yiyu nikroim. Melamech and nikroim elehen. They were reading themselves. The people that were reading didn't want to read the Mordechai stuff, so they kept turning the page. We're going to see it was turning back, but Nikroi Melem, it was reading it out by itself because they didn't want to read it. But you might say Katuv. Ari, help me out here. Kosav mi Baile. But you might say Ksav. It should have been found
in the past tense.
But you might say Katuv.
Oh, Katav means. It should have said in the past tense. It was written a long time ago.
Vayimatzei shenichtav.
Ksuv implies that it's something being written
now. Okay, so somehow katuv means it was being written right now. Melamed sheshimshi mochek. Shimshai. The king.
Last Rashi.
What does it say? Yeah, I saw that. Shayakatub mechadash. Something was being written now. Shimshi mochek. The Gavriel kosev. There's some new writing happening every time. Shimshai keeps erasing. Gavriel. How many times have we had Gavriel now? We had Gavriel. Italia. Italia, right? When,
He made the island
that eventually brought Romy because of the Avodah Zarah. We had Gavriel. Vashti's tail. And we had Gavriel now, right? Again, this is a key point, a key turning point. Very important that it happens. Gabriel's there to make sure it happens. I'm Rabasi. Darshim Shela, Ish Kvar Timrata. Rabbi Shela from Timrata says, Umak Sav Shalamata Shal Sachin Jayshal and Rimchak, Sav Shalamata Lo Koshkein. If Gavriel could come down and make sure that this writing is read, and he has to come down and make it happen, Alachas Kama Kama. If something's written on high, in Shemayim, where it's no big deal for them to come anywhere to make sure it happens, that a Davar Tov is remembered and rewarded. Lo nasa ima davar. Nothing was done for Mordechai. Amarava. Lo mipnei she'ohav inis Mordechai. They didn't finally say this because they liked Mordechai. Ela mipnei she'sonim es Haman. So he says here on the bottom that he could have said, if they would have liked Mordechai, they would have said more. They would have said, Lo nasa imo shum yikar ugdula. Nothing good was done for him. In other words, you, king, now have to go do something precious and yikar ugdula. So, no, they just said, no, nothing was done for him. We'll do something. We'll throw him a few pesos. Okay. Hechin lo. Tana. Oh, I'm sorry. This fits in with the isolation that we talked about before. He's already lost all his friends. Not because they liked Mordechai did they say this, but because they hated Haman. Were they willing to go out on a limb and say, because they knew how upset Haman would be if Mordechai's rewarded. Hechin lo. That he prepared a tree for Mordechai to hang him on it. Tana. Hechin lo. Lo hechin. He prepared it for himself. Asechein l'Mordechai. Right? The king, he comes in, the king says, what should I do? He says, do this and this and this. Take the horse and the clothes. He says, great idea. Take all of that and go to Mordechai. Do that to Mordechai. Amalei. Manamor. I don't know which Mordechai you're talking about. Which Mordechai? Amarle, a Yehudi. Mordechai, a Yehudi. Amarle, really? Oh. Mordechai is a very common name by the Jews. A lot of Mordechais. Two Mordechai could be Yehudai. There's a lot of Mordechais. I don't know what you're talking about. Amarle, a Yosef, Shar Melech. Imagine how thrown off Haman is. Off his game. He's like grasping at straws. The one that's sitting in the palace gates. You know what? I've been thinking about it. That Mordechai, we really should just give him a province. Make him a governor of a toll, you know, a toll like the George Washington Bridge. You know what? The Verrazano. What is it now? Like $14 each way? I think so. $14. If you have Easy Pass, it's like $13.50. Not normal. So I'm telling you, it's mamish, something like that. Each way. The George Washington Bridge is free one way. So let's just give him the Verrazano. You know, then he gets thousands of cars going back and forth. That's the river pass. We'll give him a river pass. He can get the tolls from the people going back and forth. So, you know, Achashver says, you know what? That's a good idea. Do everything else you said, plus give him the province and the toll collection. That's a great idea. Okay. Amarle Havne Hami Avle. Give him that too. Al Tapel Dov Army Kosha Dibarta. And everything else you said. Give it all. Oh man. Baika Khamanasus. Azal Ashkhe Diasya Barakame. He went and he finds Mordechai. Where was Mordechai? In the base madrash. and everyone and the Talmidim were sitting in front of him. What was he teaching them? He was teaching them Hilchos Kemitzah. How Meduyak is this? Hilchos Kemitzah. Hilchos Kemitzah, Hilchos Karbanos. They have no use of Karbanos. But what? Where did the Purim story start? At the Suda, where they were celebrating, they're never going back to the Beis HaMikdash. And now, what's the tikkun? They're learning about how to do the karbanos. That's where the tikkun comes from. That's where the tshuva, the Rabban Shalom saw that they're being osik. And all they do want to go back. He found them doing kemitza. Came in the Chazi Mordechai Da'apet Lekavle, Besusei Mechad Biyadei Mirsas. When he saw that he was there with the horse, he thought he was coming to arrest him. So he said to the Rabbanon, "I'm the Rabbanon. I reshiel mikdal nafshi kasi. He's coming to kill me. Zilu mekamei delo sikavu b'gachalto. Get away so that you don't get burned when I get killed." By Yishaita and the Tzatif, Mordechai the Kamlei was closer. Mordechai wrapped himself up. He's ready to mekalish him shemayim. He gets up to Davin. Also, Haman Biyasalekamayu. Haman comes and sits in front of him. Orechad the Slug Mordechai, he waits like a Yelah Tov Yerushalayim till Mordechai finishes davening. Amru B'mayas Kisu, what were you doing? Amru Leib is Manch Beis HaMikdash Kayam. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it should be B'mher Yamenu Amen built. Mandam and Adab Mincha Maisel Melekum Tse Gesulta Miskaperle. A person could bring a Kemitza and be Miskaper with a Karba Mincha. Amalhu asamli come to Kimcha Didchu Bidach Asar Afin Kikri Kaspadidi. Your one fistful of flour now came and got rid of my Asar Afin Kikri Kaspa. Amalhu Rasha Evet Kanaraba Kanan Nechasim Evet Lamin Nechasim to me. What a chutzpah! You took my money and were buying my people. Now, I understand the whole thing here, because in the end, he didn't pay for it. So he did pay for it. Apparently, even though Achashverosh said, Lotzarech, Haman went and made sure it happened. Yeah, the opposite. For the same reason. So that this way, Achashverosh couldn't take it back. Okay, this is a great, we got to do this on the bottom. I alluded to this the other day. Look at this. A normal lifespan is 70 years. You have to give half a shekel a year at 20. That's 50 half shekels. Or 25 shekels. Over the course of a life, 600,000 men would give 15 million shekel. A kikar of silver is 1,500 shekel, which is 3,000 shekels. So 15 million divided by 3,000 is 10,000 kikar. 10,000 kikar is exactly the amount that Haman gave Achashverosh for the right to destroy the Jews. So he's saying to him, the shkolim that you gave Kiyotze Mitzrayim is exactly what pushed off. And that's the Gemara that we said before. Hashkalish Baruch Hu was maktim shkalav lishiklav. That the schus of the shkolim of the Yotzi Mitzrayim combated the shkolim, the kikri kesef, that Haman gave. And what were the shkolim in the Beis HaMikdash for? The karbanos. So specifically, the people's dedication to the Beis HaMikdash is what eventually brought Haman's downfall, because that's where the Kitrik started. And that was what they were guilty of, not wanting to go back. Okay? Some of that is mine. I'm just okay. I mean that if you find someone that says not like that, it's fine also. But I really liked it. I said 2 years ago I gave a chabura on Vayakel, and I connected everything between the beginning of Vayakel it says that everything was there was eventually back on Mordechai. It says Bigdei Sheish, and it's a whole list of the Medrash of the beginning of Ahakel to what Mordechai was rewarded to. Then I explained all of these things, how dedication to the Mishkan is what saves us. So it's very Miduyak. Amalei, Kum Levo Shani Mane Ruchov Haisusa. Okay, put these clothes on, get on the horse, let's get this over with. Debay Lach Malka, because the king wants you to. Amar Lei Vayachilna Dayana Lebebani Yeshkel Mazia. Oh man, really? Don't you think it's too long over here on the sides? I gotta get a haircut. I can't just wear it. You know, I've been fasting. I've been letting my stuff grow. I can't look like this and be paraded around. It's the bizayon. I can't use the king's clothes like this. Shadra Esther Vastarinu. She got rid of, she detained, she called in for questioning all of the barbers and all of the bathhouses. By the way, it's also Chol HaMoed. Okay? So it's not like, for sure, all the Jewish barbers are not available. Okay. Ilei Ihu LeBei Bani VeAschei. So now, there are no bath attendants. What do you think of when I say bath attendant? Really? I think of an old Schwarza with a little tuxedo on, you know, with a towel. Everyone to a really fancy wedding and there's a Schwarza, an old Schwarza sitting there giving you a towel. I don't know. This is not PC tonight. Anyway, yeah, okay. So now he had to go to the bath attendants. Haman had to do it himself. The Azul Isi Zuzimi base, and he had to go get scissors from his house. No scissors to be found. Because Shakil Beimazye, and he was cutting Mordechai's hair himself. While he's cutting, Haman's like, oh my gosh, am I really cutting his hair? I'm sorry, is there a problem? Did you say something? I'm Ali. You know, I yesterday was like the most important guy of all the nobles. Hashtal Shavi Balani Visapra. Now I'm a Schwarz at a wedding. You know,
rewind.
Now I'm a bathhouse attendant and a barber. I'm like Russia. Blav Sapra Parkartsum Hayisa. But you started off as a barber. Tana Haman Sapra Shuk Parkartsum Hayya Esther Mishlaim Shana. For 22 years he was the barber. Okay.
Avigdor Lieberman, foreign minister of Israel, was a bouncer for 16 years before he made
it. No way.
Yeah.
He looks like a bouncer.
He was a bouncer for decades.
For some Russian oligarch at some. Oh boy.
It happens again.
Buster the Shaklinu Lemazia Levshinu Lemane. After he cut his hair, he had him wear the clothes. I'm like Sakura Chav. Okay, let's go. Get up. Let's get this over with. I'm a Leilo Yechelna, I can't. I can't do the thing. I can't get my feet in the stirrups. I'm too weak from fasting. The Kisha Chelai Mimai Tanisa. I'm too weak from fasting. Gachin Vesolik. Haman gets down, bends down. Kisolik Barbe. When he gets up to step on Haman, he kicks him. I'm a Leilo Tzivlechu. Benchol Ayevcha Al Tismach. Doesn't it say don't be happy? In other words, you know what? I'm fine. I'm on the floor. I'm your stool. I'm your barber. I'm your bath attendant. But really? Really? So you're not even allowed to do that. What's the answer? No! We had it in the beginning. A few answers. Either
I'm a Jew.
but a Jew in Baal Tzfat.
Either by a Jew, or Tzadik Gomer, or, remember? Rasha Mesachek Eslo. Did we have all these things? Right? We said, Al Tzchar Bamareim. Don't start off with the Rasha. We said a Tzadik Rasha, Tzadik Gomer is different. Didn't we have that? Okay. So he says, Ani Ha'ani Mili B'Yisrael. That's only by a Jew. And you should tread upon them. You should kick them when they're down. Okay. He went down his own street. His daughter was doing her stuff out on the roof, and she saw Dirachiv Sabra Hai Dirachiv Avua. She thought the one on the horse was her father. Hai Demazge Kamei De Mordechai, and the one in front of the horse must be Mordechai. Hey, Dad, Shakla Atitza Deveis Akisei. She takes the chamber pot, the receptacle part of the chamber where you go all by yourself and you sit on the pot. And Shadise Aresha Davua, she threw that on what she imagines to be Haman Asha's Mordechai's head. Haman looks up to see with his gift, this manna from Haman, heaven descends upon himself from Naflame Igor La'ara Chazas Davua Dale Ena. He picks up his head to see where this came from. She sees Davua, that she disgraced her own father, and she throws herself to her death and commits suicide. So each one went back. Mordechai went back to the sack and the tainis, and Haman it chafabeso avel chafuiros, avel al barte abito. In mourning, the chafuiro, she was full of the muck from the chamber pot. Al she'era lo, because of what happened. Everything that happened, and he's beginning to fall. Karile, karilu avav, the karilu chachamav. Amrabi Yochanan, kol amar dvar chacham afilu b'amusam erkei chacham. They said something smart, so they were even the who they were still chachamim. Even Zeri Yid Mordechai. If Mordechai is from other Shvatim, there's still hope. But if any of these, you're dead. Literally. You're not going to be able to prevail. Yehuda, because you see that Yehuda always wins over his enemies. Enoch. If the Rebbe Shalom is willing to arouse his might, certainly no one else can win. Kinafal tipo lefanav, darshu b'dibalei, standing for those alav lamu. Nafal tipo, why nefila nefila? Amrulo, umazul mishulah offer mishulah kachavim. Kishen yardin, when they go down, yardin ad offer they go very low. Kishen olin, olin ad kachavim. But when they're high, they go very high, and they can't be affected. So nafal tipo, oh, they're on their way up. You're in. You're dead. You're surely dead. Now, faulty ball, you're definitely going to fall. Okay. They get to the party. Kinekarnu ami v'ami en atzor sheva ben ezek ha-melech. Amrlo. Zarze en eusheva ben ezek ha-melech. It's not worth what this one did to the king. What did he do? Ikni ba b'vashti v'katla. He was jealous of Vashti. He had her killed. Right? We said v'yomer Memuchan. Memuchan ze Amon. Mikan lehedyo kofetz barosh. He was the least of the sarim, and he was the one that made sure that Ashti was killed. Now he's jealous of me, he wants to kill me. This is how she sets up. She doesn't tell him I'm a Jew. She says that he wants to kill me by killing my family. Says twice Vayomer before he says anything. Amar Babo, Betchila Yeturgamon. Now, while she's talking, until now, Ahasuerus always used to talk to her through someone else because she's a commoner, even though she's a Malka. But now, she starts telling him a little about herself. She's a princess. She's from Shaul's house. Now, for the first time, Ahasuerus starts talking to her directly. She's Ra'ui L'Malchus. I can talk to her.
You didn't know she was Jewish at that moment?
No, she started telling him. No. We're almost there, come on. We're almost there, two more lines. Tell me, ask the Ish Tarba Eli, Amar Lezer. She sets up and starts saying, who is it? Who's bothering you? She starts pointing at him. Because she's full of the moment. You, Russia, you! So the Malach comes and points at Haman because she's about to kill herself. Okay. Hamel Kama Hamasa, Malach Shah Megidas Abisan, I love this. Maki Shiva Lakima. He's upset, he gets up, he's upset, he walks out, he's upset, he comes back. What's going on? All this upsetness. Afshiva Bechema. He's upset when he walks out, he's upset when he walks in. What's going on? The Azal Ashkach, he walks out, guy gets some air. Walks outside. Azal Ashkach, Malachim came down, and they're uprooting the gardens of Babylon. They're gone, right? The one of the seven wonders of the world. The hanging gardens of Babylon. They're uprooting them. For years, they're investing in these gardens, and they're pulling them out. What are you doing? What are you doing? Kaakrili Lari Dubus tonight. What are you doing, Martaichu? I'm like, we have a work order from Haman. We gotta dismantle this. Azul Bezi walks back in. Haman Nofel Alamita. Nofel. He's falling. Nafal, he fell. Me by late. I'm a lesson. I'm not about my pillow out. As he walks in, Amalek pushes Haman. He falls onto Esther. I say, me besa, me bara. Achashem walks in. He goes, I don't believe this. Inside, outside. Where? I can't get it. Where is this guy? By Yom HaMelech, I got mechmos the Malka imi babayis. Really, I'm right here. Hello, I'm right here. I'm a Chavona, okay, that's it. Ah, good times. Okay, for those of you listening on the internet, this is sponsored by... Happy Purim, everybody.